podcast out of the hood. Hello. It's me again, Vera. Thank you for listening to the Am I Famous Yet podcast. Listen here, we're going to get this together one day, okay? One day, you're not going to have to wait 6 weeks for a new episode because I am going to make podcasting my new life journey. I had this realization the other day that life is just passing by, okay? And I want to get everything so perfect. I want, you know, to be perfect when I go to school. I just want everything to be perfect. And I'm starting to realize that life is a shit show. At least mine is. And nothing will ever be perfect. So I might as well just take chances. And if it blows up and turns to shit, oh well, you know, what's the worst that can happen? I just go back to the life that I used to live, or, you know, go back to the other scenario, which wasn't that bad. So I'm gonna start taking a risk. That is going to, direct us, launch us right into the first topic. As you know, I was planning to move to Boston to go to UMass and study anthropology in hopes of being an anthropologist and making six figures, which was, funny to believe. But I was accepted. I was, you know, really planning out to have a life in racist-ass, cold-ass Boston, looking for places, talking to roommates, you know, trying to get my money in order for school, and then the worst thing for, like, a middle-class person happens. FAFSA tells you that you're not poor enough to qualify for, you know, grants and, grant aid, and you are not rich enough to be able to afford to write a check for your tuition. So you're in this really weird limbo of owing $15,000 and having decent to moderate credit, but you work as a nanny and you make like $45,000 a year, so you don't qualify, allegedly, apparently, to take out a loan for $15,000 on your own. So you have to ask someone else to co-sign, but you feel like you don't really want to have anyone co-sign because it's your education and you don't want to drag your mom's credit down just because you want to get a higher education in some stupid liberal arts field. So that's where I'm at now. And it has caused me to rethink a lot of things. So I really want, you know, listen, if I'm going to quit my job and devote the next 2 years of my life to being broke in order to get a degree, I want to be certain that I'm going to do it. I want to be certain that there's going to be job security and endless opportunities once I'm done. I need to be able to figure out how I'm going to care for my fur child in the meanwhile. And I just, I don't know. So I was talking to one of my lovely influencer friends, and I freaking love Emily so much. She calls me because I made a TikTok saying that it was official I was going to Boston. And she's like, Vera, I just saw your TikTok tell me it's not true. I'm like, what's not true? I post a lot of ridiculous things on TikTok. Like, I'm scared of what you think that I said isn't true. She's like, you can't go to Boston. You're an influencer at heart. You need to move to Miami and really pursue it. And I was like, okay, one, this is the worst thing I've ever fucking heard. Two, maybe you're right. What's the worst that can happen? I've been nannying the last 3-4 years. It's been great. You know, I've had a lot of fun, but I'm getting a little burnt out. And why not take a risk? Who knows what could happen? You know, I can move to Miami and find a sugar daddy and he can rocket launch my podcasting career and I can, you know, become the next Billy Blank, but double the money and half the black. So who knows? But that is my, a little synopsis for school. So if you want to move to Miami, someone be my roommate because Miami is a little scary, honey. I don't know if anyone else used to watch the show on TV. It was like the Real Police Women of California and shit. Not California, Florida. And I think like any city, it just, areas can get, are good and they turn bad real fast. So that's the vibe I'm kind of getting from Miami. Also, I don't know why, but Miami just gives me very much trafficking vibes. I don't know if it's because it's like a peninsula and it's near the water and stuff, but I just feel like I'm going to be walking my dog down the street and then a 7-Eleven or like Amazon truck is going to swoop me up, drop my dog, and then send me on a boat to fucking Havana. And then I will never be heard from again. Trafficking is a really confusing topic because one part of me doesn't really think that it's real, but then like you hear people say that it's real and I'm like, okay, whatever. So that's that on that. But on a lighter note, TikTok is racist. I'm almost at 10,000 followers and I have been banned for 3 days. And then TikTok said, you know what? You deserve one more day of punishment. We're going to make it a fourth. Post tomorrow at 10 a.m. You know how I got banned? I made a video saying how white people, when they are walking down the sidewalk, they would rather you move than they scoot over. And it is the most infuriating thing in the world. Because I was out with my cousin last weekend, and this couple comes down this, like, two-person, you know, path. Like, no. The sidewalk was wide enough for two people to walk, you know, side by side. All you had to do was single file it, Sharon and Robert. But no, you wanted to be dickheads and walk down together. And I did go around them courteously. But then my cousin tried to do the same and she fell. And every part of my being wanted to drag that white woman by her brunette ponytail. But I said, you know what? It will be a hate crime on my part and I will, you know, probably get the death penalty. So I'm going to just scream at them and keep walking. I did that. And of course, they had their tunnel vision and kept on walking. So I made a TikTok about it and 90% of the comments were from black people saying, oh, absolutely. And I don't move. Oh, and I told my cousin, listen, after that, we're bricking up. Okay. Shoulders back, chin up and tunnel vision on. Okay. If they want to act like they can't see us, we're going to act like we can't see them. So they either get with the program and scooch over. Or you're going to get shoulder checked. Okay. So someone comments like, you slaves or, you know, like just some ridiculous racist stuff. And I literally started out my video by saying, listen here, Karen, I'm real close to getting banned because TikTok loves to give me bullying violations, which I think is a crock of shit once again, because what's that girl's name? Drew Alfonso, whatever the hell her name is. She has made her entire brand off of bullying men on TikTok. Are you joking? But me telling some racist Karen to kick rocks with her inbred self and, you know, go take a bath in her washer machine is bullying and hate speech? Are you kidding me? If TikTok wasn't such a, like a platform that you could grow so fast on, I would kick their country ass to the curb. But baby's doing really well and is about to hit 10K. So of course I don't want this black woman to be great. I don't know what to do. Do I start a new Instagram or do I just try and keep my content rated G? Not sure, but hopefully tomorrow I'll be unbanned and I can get back to my content creating grind. Doing the work internally to work on that. And that's all I'm going to say on that. But anyways, I just had my notes up. You know what I hate? One of the many things that I hate, okay, is when people who are like mean girls or just like mean people or shady people, let's say shady, and they try to act like they're not shady. Nothing boils my blood more than that. Okay, take a shot every time I say that. Jesus fucking Christ. I know a girl who just, to the naked eye, she's so nice, she's charismatic, she, you know, is just a girl. No, I wouldn't say she's a girl's girl, but she's super friendly, comments under all your pictures, all your posts, and I'm like, okay, you know, live your life, cool beans, but I don't like her. I really don't. I don't like her to the point where, I hate to admit this, and I hope she doesn't find this, but I have muted her on every single social media platform. Because I know her, and I know she's shady, so when I see her posting with this facade that she's this nice girl, it literally makes my butthole itch. I cannot do it. Like, just own it. Just own being a mean girl, and you will feel so much more free. It's freeing. I wouldn't consider myself a mean girl or shady. I think I'm a very honest person, and I just kind of blurt things out sometimes, which can be perceived as shady if you ask my cousin. But I don't think I'm a mean girl. Am I a hater? I hate internally. You wouldn't know I'm a hater. Actually, you might. Okay, so I can't finish college because I'm not poor enough, you know, to get the funding, or I'm not going to inexpensive enough colleges. I don't know, but basically I can't afford college. And I'm salty about it because every fucking person I know has graduated college in the last 2 years. And I'm 3 credits away from an associate's and about 30 from a bachelor's. And I just don't know when on this planet I'm going to finish either. So I'm talking to, you know, I have a friend, Libby, who was supposed to be my roommate in college, freshman year of college. We were supposed to go to a liberal arts school in Raleigh, North Carolina, but I didn't get any financial aid, and the school was like almost $60,000, and you had to pay almost all of it before you moved in. So I had my grad party, I had a roommate, I had all of my stuff packed, and like 2 weeks before I left, they're like, yeah, so how are you going to pay that $45,000? I said, excuse me? Do I look like a Pablo Escobar's distant granddaughter? Where the hell do you think I'm going to get 45 grand from? They're like, not my monkey, not my circus, but run us our money. Or you can take that WPU class of 24, or no, 21, 20, out of your Instagram bio. So I went the community college route, which, you know, was a choice. And it was good. It worked out well. But yeah, so I can't graduate college. But my lovely friend Libby, my almost roommate, just graduated. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you. But when she, I knew what day you graduated. You graduated like, oh, what was it, May 6th or something. And love you, babes. But you kept calling me those days. And this is when I was like in the thick of knowing that I wasn't going to be able to go to Boston. And I was like, oh my God, like, she's going to call. Like, she had already Snapchatted me a picture of her graduation nails and graduation eyelashes. And I almost slit my wrist then. So when you called me, I was like, no. Mm-mm. I'm just not in the place, the mental state, to be able to be like, let's insert the clip of that Tyrese video. He's like, congratulations. That was going to be me. But I think a couple days later, I sent a, did I send you a message saying, congratulations, I love you? But yeah, I was very much triggered, very much emo. But I've just come to the conclusion that everyone has different journeys in life, different paths. And you know, gotta root for the homies. You gotta root for the homies. Or if you can't root for the homies, just pretend like you didn't see their calls and then root for them a couple days later when you are in the emotional state to root for the homies. Honey, do I have a treat for you all. Now for the segment that you all have been waiting for. I haven't come up with a title for this episode yet, but I know that it is going to center around my date with the man I met on the street who turned out to be, I wouldn't say a walking red flag, but I would say a walking red flag. Hold on, I need to prop myself back to relax because baby's getting tense and sweaty. For me, my journey with online dating has ended. I met a few diamonds in the rough, but I've kissed a lot of frogs thanks to Hinge, Bumble, Tinder, and that's about it. I've been through the trenches, okay? But I've also seen some beautiful things. And I've also dated some people who started out as lovely, I thought was my soulmate, and then turned out to be 40, a compulsive liar, married, and just an overall lying sack of shit. And my last good run with online dating was throwback to good old summer 19, okay? When I was on Tinder at my aunt's house, just swiping, and I saw this cutie with a booty with like Android quality photos, name, a very Eastern European name. The ones that know, know. And I thought that he was a trafficker. Come to find out, he wasn't. He was a lifeguard from Montenegro who wanted to get to know me and was my summer fling, and I will forever love him. That was the last time I had a good track record with Tinder, truly. I'm actually banned from Tinder because one of my pastimes are arguing with men on dating apps. It just brings me so much joy. Like, I love to throw out a controversial topic and see what they say. And most times it ends with them not liking me calling them stupid or pointing out their bias or like bigotry, if that's even a word, and end up blocking me, reporting me for bullying. Maybe I need to look inward. Maybe I am a bully. I've been reported on Tinder for bullying. I've been reported on TikTok for bullying. If you ask some people who are not the biggest fans of me, they would allege that they do not like me because I'm a bully. In my defense, all of my bullying stems from humor. So it's really not a me problem, it's a them problem. Either laugh at the joke, hee hee ha ha, or you're a loser. And yeah, but you know what? I don't care. I've come to the conclusion for the 50 billionth time, because I was telling my cousin, like, I was really reflecting on this. I'm like, okay, people think I'm mean. Not everyone, but like, if a handful of people think I'm mean, maybe I'm mean. And she's like, no, you're not. I know you. Like, I've known you since you were a child. You're not mean. I'm like, but you know me as like a cousin. She's like, exactly. And you are just your unfiltered, raw, ridiculous, rude self with me. So if I'm telling you you're not mean and you're not a bully, then some stranger or some girl in your math class definitely doesn't think you're a bully. I was like, okay, touche, I guess. She's like, don't change who you are. You are who you are, and I love you for that, so never change yourself. I'm like, okay, I mean, I wasn't really viewing it as changing myself, but more improving the potential bad qualities that lie within myself. But, you know, if we're going to just take it there, I'm never going to turn down a compliment. If you think I'm great, if you like it, I love it. Oh my God, did I tell you guys about the guy with cerebral palsy that I went out with? Okay, this is when I really knew that I was done with online dating. I was talking to this guy on Bumble, right? The red flag should have been that he put in his bio that he was a heart failure survivor. I said, you know, weird flex, but if I almost died, I guess I would rep that too, maybe. So he was a redhead. I didn't know his job at that point. I think his bio said he was 5'10". He spoke Mandarin. He wasn't attractive per se, but he wasn't unattractive. He was just a very regular, degular, schmegler man. I said, you know what? After me taking a dip in the foreign pool one too many times, maybe I need someone just regular. So we start talking, and I actually slide in his messages saying, oh, did you go into heart failure before we matched? And it landed. She shot, she scored. I don't even remember. We had good conversation. He was telling me that he just came back. He was flying home from the Cayman Islands because he was visiting his parents there because his dad's a director and he's filming a movie down there. So I thought it was a home video directing kind of moment. I said, I don't know what the fuck is in the Cayman Islands, but go off. And he told me he was a triplet and he was from California. Just real decent, normal conversation. He's like, I really want to take you on a date, which was nice to hear because I just got into this big argument with this 6'7" man who was like, I'm not asking you on a date. I'm asking you to hang out. I'm asking you to link up. And I said, baby, no, I don't link up. We go on dates. It is 2022. Ask me on a date properly and let's go from there. But if you want to link, I'm not linking with anyone. What do you think this is? We don't link. So I was like, okay, finally at last, someone with some goddamn manners. So he's like, I want to take you on a date. What do you want to do? I'm in my era of not liking dinner dates, okay? I get nervous when I eat in front of men. And I'm a very picky eater, okay? So I'm going to want to get Italian food, which is making me fat. And I'm going to probably be constipated for days after that. If we don't get Italian food, I'm going to go somewhere and I'm going to get chicken tenders. And I just don't want to start our relationship off with you knowing that I eat chicken tenders. That's something I bring to the table. That's something I reveal later on down the line once I've hooked you in, okay? So I'm like, let's spice things up. Let's go for a hike. Let's go bowling. Let's go to a museum. We're in DC where museums are free, for God's sake. There's tons of stuff to do. The last two weekends, the embassies in DC have been open. So you could go in and tour them and try food and get your name written in different languages and get henna. Are you kidding me? That's so much more exciting than going to a stupid dinner. And then I'm going to have to pretend like I want to pay. And then if you say yes, I'm going to sit and be shooketh because I have a total of $27 in my bank account. I don't even have the money to cover it. And I only said that to be polite, hoping that you would say, oh God, no, Vera, I would never ask you to pay. That's why I'm over dinner dates. All this to say, we end up going to get drinks, which this was my first time getting drinks with someone. And it was cool. It was nice. I was like, all right, you know, maybe an apps. We ended up going to a Taiwanese restaurant. Pause. I just told this man that I was I was a picky eater. But I'm thinking to myself, I'm a picky eater. I know Taiwan doesn't have chicken tenders. What the hell am I going to eat there? So that means I'm going to get wasted off of these damn drinks and then have nothing in my stomach. He ends up postponing our date or canceling like a day before, which was a strike three in my mind, but I said okay. I don't remember what his excuse was. I'm on my way to the gym one day and I see a guy with red hair, and I immediately thought, huh, that looks like Jim. So I text Jim and I say, hey, I'm riding down K Street on my way to the gym. Are you in a bike by chance? He goes, no, I can't ride a bike. I said, why the fuck can't you ride a bike? Like, are you kidding me? And he goes, well, you know, because of my disability, cerebral palsy, it makes it a little difficult for me to have, like, balance. What? Sir, when were you going to mention that you are disabled? When I was waiting for you at the bar and I look out the side of my eye and see a redhead crip walking up to me? That's what, are you, I would have shit my pants. So I'm trying to stay composed because I'm like, okay, maybe it's a mild case. I don't know what the hell I said. Come to find out, it's not mild. Oh no, he's sending me mixed emotions right now. He's like, oh, it's mild. You couldn't even tell, but I have like a bad limp and I was in physical therapy for 15 years. What? So now I'm trying to just keep the conversation afloat without either going off or saying anything that's offensive. But my default is to go with humor. So I'm like, okay, well, this comes with pros and cons, but at least when I steal my grandma's handicap pass, I always get dirty looks because I'm, you know, to the naked body, able body, I have no limp, I look very fine. Why are you parking in the handicap spot? But if I get out the car with you, a man with cerebral palsy and a limp, it's gonna, you know, no one's gonna judge me anymore. He laughed. He said his mom actually uses his handicap pass all the time. And then he mentions that he can't drive because his insurance would be too high. So now I'm like, okay, strike seven. But I'm a hopeless romantic and I thought that he could be my king. You know, I just didn't want to give up yet. So I'm like, all right, you know, worst comes to worst, I have a good story time and I just have a nice night, you know, because before I knew that he was disabled, he was funny. We had good conversation. Maybe this is something that I can look past, right? We meet up. He's late. A mess. And I'm sitting at the bar. Does anyone else get the nervous bubble guts before a date? I'm literally clenching my cheeks to hold it in because I'm so nervous. I'm about to explode. I'm like, oh my God, like, how's the walk going to be? Does he have a cane? Like, what's going to happen? He shows up and he doesn't really look like his photos. I think because his hair is a little longer, his beard is a lot more scruffy. His hair looked a lot more, Princess Meredith color rather than like Lindsay Lohan in The Parent Trap. And I wasn't fond of that, but I said, you know, what can you do? It is what it is. The limp wasn't bad, but the limp was definitely limping. And then he had like a little baby arm. He had a baby arm. So like the left arm was kind of like hooked and it kind of like, just think of, have you ever seen a ballerina, if you've ever done ballet, you know how their fingers are just kind of like spread out in like a weird but pretty position? Okay, think of his fingers were like that, but his arm, his like elbow was bent and it was like cradled in. You know when you break your arm or like you dislocate your shoulder and they put it in like a sling? Okay, so think of it in that same position as a sling would have it, but with ballet fingers. And then he's about an inch shorter than what he said he was. He has glasses as thick as the old man from Ups. And he's a little cockeyed. The woman was too stunned to speak. So I go in for the hug. Baby arm is still tucked. And I'm like, okay, let's order some drinks. Truth be told, I don't remember too much of that date because I was just on edge. But we had good conversation. When he laughed at my obviously hilarious jokes, you know when you like clap, like especially Black people, you're like, ah, like your arms go up when you laugh. Yeah, he went to do that, but because of baby arm didn't complete the clap. So it was like a one-handed clap with like a palm from baby hand. Yeah. So, sorry, I have to adjust the mic now. I just had to get close for the triggering parts of the story. So then he orders some rice. Oh, and he tells me that he's like basically loaded. He's very much well off. He's been to every country on the goddamn face of the earth. And he's taken ski lessons from Swiss professionals when he vacationed in fucking Aspen. And I'm like, you know what? Kudos to you for having cerebral palsy and still being better at sports than me. At the end of his date, the restaurant is like literally closing. And the bartender was the sexiest person I've ever seen. I digress. He's like, hey, how about we go back to my apartment and we drink some wine on the roof, or we talk, or we order food, since I was saying I was really craving pizza because I don't like anything other than pizza or chicken nuggets. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, that'd be fun. Like, you know, I ain't got nothing to do. What are you? Never seen the Grinch, not the Grinch, Friday. He's like, I ain't got no plans. I was just gonna go home, get drunk, and watch the Grinch. So that was my idea. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, he, you know, he's cool. Good conversation. Why not? So, he lived about a 15-minute walk from the bar, and I'm debating if I should explain where he lives, because it's relevant to the story. No, let's just say it was in an upcoming area. Or, if you live in a city, you know, you can be on First Street, and it's million-dollar condos, Whole Foods, and a SoulCycle on the corner, and then you make a left, and then it's, like, the projects, and, like, murder tape outlines in the street. So his neighborhood was very much giving gentrified, but don't be fooled, because the crackheads on the street will still very much stab you. So we're walking back to his apartment, I'm like, look, I'm a little scared, because, one, I'm bigger than you, and you're disabled. So what happens when someone comes up to mug us? And he's like, well, in my experience, that hasn't happened because, one, they could potentially get their ass beat by someone disabled, and that's embarrassing, or they're just a dickhead for robbing someone disabled. I'm like, oh, okay, touche. So now I'm feeling a little safe. We stop at Giant to get some pizza, and we head back to his place. I'm truly not worried about getting trafficked by him because I'm like, he's disabled and I'm bigger than him. If I have to, I could take him. We get to his place and it's cute. It's nice. And we, you know, we go in to the actual apartment so we can cook the pizza. Why does he turn on like baby making music with his like Amazon Alexa? Excuse me, let me tell you, my face turned upside down. I'm like, okay, the oven goes on 350. Next thing I hear is doo, 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 that TikTok like jazz song. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, you know, if you don't like the music, like, you know, no worries, we can totally switch it up. I'm like, I mean, it's fine, I guess. I'm like, since we're waiting for the pizza to cook, let's watch some reality TV. I really was not giving this guy the vibe that he was going to get coochie, or let alone a second date. It was giving very much friend zone vibe from me, but I guess homeboy had a different perception of what was going on. So we're sitting on the couch And we're watching this show. I forgot the name of it. It was actually really good. And I was sitting to the left of him because I was closest to the outlet and my phone was completely dead. So he's like, "Oh, let's switch sides." You know why he wants to switch sides? Because the left side is baby arm side. So he wants to be on the right side so he can put his arm over me. My toes started to itch. I sit down. He's trying to cuddle. And he's like, "Can I kiss you?" And I'm like, "Oh, wow, I've never been asked that before." I'm trying to just stall. And I'm like, "That's such a weird way of you to ask." And he's like, "Well, consent, of course." And I'm like, "Yeah, sure." Then he just goes, "No." And I say, "Yeah, no, I get that. But it just is really awkward. I really am more of a spur of the moment kind of person." So he goes in for a kiss. It was just cringe city. And next thing you know, he's like, "We can go to my room if you want." And then he's trying to rub up on my booty, and I just was so uncomfortable. It was like kissing an uncle. And I don't know if he just didn't give a fuck, but I was giving off very much the vibe of like, "Okay, we can stop now." And just not into it. Then he was kissing my forehead, and he just kept saying, "Oh, my bed's more comfortable." Sir, you are not getting coochie. And then he comes and he takes off his ankle brace, and then his he starts to walk to go check something, and then his pants are sliding down, and I just see his very much pale back. It was so chaotic, and all I kept thinking was, "Please, pizza, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up." So I'm texting my friends updates about my date. Why do I accidentally text my mom we made out? She sends me sweet black baby Jesus. Long story short, I'm like, "Yeah, no, I'm not. I don't want to test out your therapeutic bed, but thanks, and I'm gonna go now." And he's like, "Okay, well, thanks for coming over." "Oh, sir, you live in the ghetto, and it's 1 o'clock in the morning. Are you really not gonna walk me to my car?" And he's like, "Oh, well, I guess I could." "N you know what? Nah, shorty, you got it. If I have to ask you to walk me to my car, that's 15 minutes away, and you live basically on the cuffs of the ghetto, and you was trying to get coochie, you're canceled." I make it to my car. I'm on the phone with my cousin, and thank God there were a bunch of Lime electric scooters outside of his apartment. So rather it taking me 20, 15 minutes to get to my car, it took me literally 5. Get to my car, and he's like, "Oh, great night. Make it home. Sleep tight." I'm like, "No, you literally walked me to my car. You're canceled." The next day, he texts me, "Oh, I would love to go out with you again. I had a great time." Oh, let's circle back for a second. Did I mention that he mentioned he had broken up with his girlfriend 3 weeks before? His girlfriend of 10 months. They broke up 3 weeks ago. I'm like, "Oh, so I'm your rebound. You thought you was just going to have it easy, huh? You thought you was going to get some rebound coochie right after your breakup." So I'm just pondering on what to tell this poor disabled man. How I don't want to go out with him, and it's not because he's disabled, but it's because he didn't walk me to my car. And yes, that is the reason why he did not get a second date. So men, take note. I could have gotten abducted, axe murdered, or just hate crimed, and he would have been in his nasty ass therapeutic bed, nasty because I know he didn't take a shower before he got in his bed. So yeah, he was canceled, and I told him that. He's like, "Oh, well, I did offer to walk you, but you mentioned something about us being a target because I'm disabled." Nah, nigga. I said that on the way to the apartment. Don't try and, but I'm not gonna argue with you. I didn't argue, I didn't respond because I'm learning to choose peace. And he's like, "Well, if you change your mind, text me. I would love to go out again." I'm not gonna change my mind, but thanks. Now we are about 2, 3 weeks post CP boy, and I've deleted all my dating apps, no more relying on that internet to find my husband. I, over the summer, in the spring, September, I met this guy at the fire department when I was taking the kid that I babysat to tour it, and I didn't think he was flirting with me, but a friend of mine, and in retrospect, I think he definitely was. But when I see someone cute, I don't know what it is. I can talk to people without a care in the world. I can make conversation about the craziest stuff: herpes, racism, love, death. I can talk to people about anything. But if you're a cutie and you think I'm going to be able to have a constructive conversation with you, it's not going to happen. I start stuttering. I start looking around. I get flushed in the face. It just never goes well. And I'm working on that because after Fire Daddy, I really fumbled the bag, okay? Did you know firefighters work like a 24-hour shift and then they have 3 days off? That is my ideal boyfriend schedule. Imagine just not seeing him for 24 hours and it's, there aren't going to be 23 fires in his night, in, you know, in the day. So when he's not saving babies and cats, he can text you and then he has 3 days off before he goes back to his job. So yeah, I really fumbled the bag with him. He was cute. He was giving me some Latino spice, and I want to say he was young too. And I ended up seeing him two other times, but I literally like spazzed out when I saw him. He was like, "Oh, hey." And I went, "Hi. What? Girl, get it together." So this was Wednesday. I'm going to upload this. What's today? Wednesday. I'm going to try and upload this tomorrow, Thursday. That's going to be my new upload day. I know I said like Sunday and Monday, but I think Thursday is going to be kind of spicy. So this was Saturday. My cousin and I had just went embassy hopping. We went into a diner, got some really good food, and then we didn't see any cuties in the diner. But we saw a Brazilian spot, restaurant, takeout place across the street. Remind you, we had just ate, but I was like, hey, you know, Brazil is known for having the baddies. So let's go over there and maybe they'll have a cute staff member. Maybe they'll have a cute Brazilian patron in the you know, in the lobby. Who knows? So we're walking to the Brazilian spot, and then I see this cutie with a beard that connects, some coiffed hair, brown skin, arms blazing, and I'm like, yes, ma'am. So I look at him and I smile. And he smiles back. So I'm like, yes, we're getting somewhere, right? So I start walking, I look back, he's looking at me. My cousin's like, I don't want these French fries. So I'm like, okay, I'll throw them away. So I throw them away by his trash can and look again and smile. He's smiling once again. We walk off into the Brazilian spot and I'm like, ugh, where the bitch is at? All I saw was this old white man. I'm like, it's not giving Rio. It's not giving Rio de Janeiro. What's going on? He's like, oh, my husband's Brazilian. But yeah, so sorry. I end up telling him, I'm like, okay, whatever. You're in luck because I think I found my soulmate next door. So his husband comes out and he's like, oh yeah, he's young. I think he's single. Like, you guys would be a good match. How about you go talk to him? And I'm like, oh no, babes. I don't think you know my structure. I can't. I'll start foaming at the mouth like I'm a rabid dog. He's like, yikes, let me help you. So he walks me over. Olivia, wake up, stop snoring. He walks me over and he's like, okay, I got you, I'm gonna help you. So we go over there and he's like, hey, so she wants to know what's inside. It's very obviously a bar. Like, he's sitting outside as like the bouncer, right? It's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so I guess happy hour. And he's like, a bar. Nothing, period. So the Brazilian man goes, yeah, but like, what else is inside? Drinks. Period. Yeah, but, is it good? What, like, you know, can you just tell her more about it? It's a bar. So then the Brazilian man's husband comes out to tap him, you know, to usher him away. So I'm like, oh, okay, a bar. What kind of, he's like, and they have food. Okay, what kind of food? American cuisine. Are the drinks good? Yeah. Are the drinks strong? Ha 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 ha. Yeah, period. I'm like, okay, tough crowd. So what's your name? Insert Middle Eastern name. Oh, cool. Where are you from? Pause. He was giving me black man realness, okay? He had very dark skin. He was like the color of my mom. Maybe even a little tanner. I thought he maybe not black, but like, maybe like North African. He wasn't giving me Mediterranean, you know, prince. He tells me he's from Afghanistan. I go, ooh. The difficult thing about conversing with, especially like a flirty scenario. Just in general. Conversing with someone from a more colorful country is that you don't know how to, like, what do you respond with when someone tells you, oh, I'm from Afghanistan. Oh, I'm from Iraq. Oh, I've always wanted to visit there. Wrong. No one on the face of the earth has ever said that. Oh, I've seen it on the news. I saw when the Taliban took over. That was really fucking sad. I don't want to, like, trigger some PTSD in him that, like, maybe his great uncle joined the Taliban and now no one talks to him. I don't know. It's just a really awkward, I never know what to say. So it's like, oh, I'm from Palestine. Oh, okay, or any country. Venezuela, Somalia, fucking Uzbekistan. Oh, cool. That's it. So, anyway, like, so my dumbass goes, oh, I used to date someone from Iran. Because that was my only bit of, like, you hear my dog snoring? That was my only bit of, I don't know, the only thing I could say that didn't have to do with, like, war or saying, oh, that sucks. Oh, but at least you're in America. Cheers to that, my guy. So he's like, oh, okay. Then I think I tell him my name, and he's like, oh, cool. So I just shoot, and now I'm like, all right, it's now or never. I'm like, you know, you're really cute. Do you have a girlfriend? He goes, no. What the fuck's funny? Like, that literally was not a joke. I don't understand why you're laughing, my guy. What? That is very triggering to me and my homegirls, because if you know, you know. Last summer, Iranian boyfriend ended up being married and just totally forgot to mention that to me. So I'm like, do you got a wife? Is that what you mean? And he's like, no, I'm single. I'm like, okay, well, maybe you could take my number and you could teach me Farsi sometime. You're super cute. Ah, she shoots, she scores. And he's like, yeah, okay, cool. So he walks over to his phone that was charging and he saves me in his contacts. First and last name, which I thought was a little weird. Like, damn, nigga, do I really want to give you my last name? I've known you for all of 2.5 minutes, but, like, okay, I guess. So he texts me, like, 6 hours later. He's like, hey, it's the bearded guy from the street. I'm like, oh, you know, maybe he has, like, a sense of humor. Fast forward, he tells me that God, I'm going to read you the messages. He tells me that God, like, intended for us to meet. Where is it? Okay. What does it say? He goes, maybe God wants you to be my girlfriend. I said, ah, really? And I said, ha ha, he led you to me. He said, ha ha, so don't be surprised about that. Let's keep up. I said, keep up what? Knowing each other. I want to take you on a date. I'm like, okay, period, purr. I would love that. He's like, okay, what about Monday? Cool beans. So Monday comes around. This is Sunday or Saturday? Oh, it was Saturday. Monday comes around. I'm like, hey, what's the vibe? Because I get off work soon. And he's like, how about we go to this little cafe place? I'm like, okay, cool. And I just thought to ask, do you drink? Because, oh no, I'm lying. He asked me, what should we do? And I was going to suggest getting drinks, but I said, like, knowing what I know, let me ask this man if he drinks. No, he doesn't drink. So we meet up anyway. I'm like, all right, scratch that. That's not going to happen. We go to this little cafe that's giving busboy and poets vibes. And he sits, I walk in, he makes it there before me. And he's sitting in the farthest, far, far back of the restaurant. It was giving Rosa Parks, and I was not, actually no, Rosa Parks down the front. I don't know, it was giving segregation. I really much did not like that. It was dark in there. It was kind of quiet, and I'm like, let's go next door to the diner. At least it's more lively. I know there's funny waiters, there's music, and like good food. But I get nervous eating in front of men, so like I really was like, I could get a milkshake, but he's gonna think I'm a fatty, so maybe not. We go next door and we sit down and we're both looking at the menu, and I just felt like he was looking at the menu for way too long and was not coming up with any ideas of what he wanted. So I ended up saying French fries because I wasn't really hungry, and he's like, me too. Okay. He comes and tells me that he is a refugee that arrived here in August when, like, the fucking when the American military was, like, pulling out of Afghanistan. They were bringing, like, refugees and people and stuff, and people were fleeing and, like, climbing onto planes and jumping the fences and camping outside of the airport hoping to leave. And he was one of those people who left. But they told me that he had 7 siblings, and I was like, 3 of which were sisters? Homie, how did you end up gone? Weren't they ushering out women and children and, like, moms and stuff out first? How did you, the oldest son, get a one-way ticket out of Afghanistan and the rest of your family stuck there, okay? Being the hater I am, I had to ask, does your family still fuck with you? Because if that was me, if there was some shit, I mean, there is shady shit going on here, but if my sister got a one-way ticket to fucking Switzerland, I would be pissed. And I was left here with all this systemic racism and gun violence. Oh my gosh. And he's like, no, they're really happy for me. Also, I've come to the conclusion that he does not speak English very well or well at all. So that's why when we first met, he was hitting me with them one-liners. And that's why our text messages make no fucking sense. And that's why our in-person conversation is just like pulling teeth. Tells me he's a refugee. He lived on a camp in Wisconsin for 3 months, and now he's here in Maryland living with a family member, like a distant family member, working as a security guard. I'm like, god damn, cue the waterworks. Like, but this could, like, really be like a really cute, like, coming of age, like, wedding story, you know what I mean? Like, oh my god, your dad came here fleeing the Taliban, and then we met on the street, and da 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 da, now we live in New York City in a penthouse, you know what I mean? So, like, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking that this could just really be a great come up story. I inquired with some of my brown friends. A Pakistani girl told me that I should run. My Iranian friend told me that he only knows great Afghan people, so I should go for it. But that was him telling me this prior to the date, right? So I'm like, do you need help reading the menu? Why are you not eating anything? And he's like, oh, well, it's because I only eat food that's been slaughtered by, like, a Muslim man that's been, like, killed in a certain way, so I can't eat any meat that doesn't come from a halal Muslim store. After he told me that and the refugee thing, I was like, do you mind if I drink? And he's like, no, like, everyone has choices. Go ahead. So I'm like, hi, waiter. Yeah, can I have a vodka crayon with lots of vodka, a little bit of crayon? Thank you. Why do I get drunk? I get drunk off these 2 vodka crayons that were huge, and I'm just, I'm not getting messy, but, like, it's definitely helping me loosen up and not just cry at the fact that I'm on a date with a guy who doesn't speak English and is a fucking refugee. Long story short, the waiter ends up giving me his number, and just the date was just so bad. But there was, like, a Muslim store down the street, so we went there and we bought, like, non-alcoholic beer, which was actually not bad. And I was like, okay, well, this was nice. Peace and blessings. I'm gonna go. He's like, I would love to take you out again. That's it. Next thing you know, he's texting me telling me that he's a virgin. And this man's 27. He's like, which, just adding the age in for character development. And he's like, yeah, in my country, you know, laws are really strict and it's prohibited to have a girlfriend. So that's why, you know, I'm a virgin and, you know, just dating is pretty new to me. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, like, okay, I met you literally 27 hours ago. Like, you know, I'm not going to, like, cut you off because of that. Even though I did think it was kind of, like, strange. But I was like, this could be one for the books. This could be kind of iconic. Why the next morning, he's like, so, when do you want to try? Huh? Try what? You're the same man who told me you don't drink, you don't touch alcohol, you only eat meat that has been ethically killed, and you've never had a girlfriend, But you're telling me you want to participate in premarital sex? You're telling me you want to throw away your religion for some coochie? This is also leads me to believe that religion is just a crock of shit. Or that men are just garbage human beings. Like, who does that? Imagine being like, no, I'm so devoted to my religion. It is everything to me. I made myself these very strict promises. And I live my life on this line of discipline. And then being like, yeah, but like, when you gonna swing this coochie? Like, everything else is, you know, very set in stone, but sex, that's a gray area. No, it's not. It is very much not a gray area. And not that, I mean, I can't say that I'm not judging, but I am judging. I'm very much judging. Nigga, how you don't eat Wendy's, but you try and get some coochie? No, I'm not doing it. I'm not, like, you're a hypocrite. No, thanks. So I'm like, first of all, I don't know why you think you're going to come over to this American black queen and think she was going to slut you out. That's not what's happening, Muhammad. That is not what's happening. So good luck with that, though. And yeah, I wish you the best. And he's like, well, good luck with you, finding a man who wait to try. Nigga, you can't even speak English. Like, please don't come here right now. Don't play with me. This reminds me of that Nicki Minaj meme. And she's like, can I do jumping jacks on the D? What? Get off my phone. Yeah, so that happened. And I'm gonna call my cousin who was there to witness all of this. It was very, very messy. I have decided to bring in some backup support to confirm all the claims that I've made. This is my cousin, Carly, who was with me when I met who I thought was my Afghan husband. Carly, are you live?
Hello.
Here. Was, we're going to call him Muhammad. Was Muhammad cute or was he cute?
He was cute.
He was. Like,
his beard connected. His skin was glowing.
It was glowing. Like, he was really giving me, like, he could be the face of, like, Clean and Clear or something, right?
Yeah.
It just all went downhill bad. It went downhill fast. Carly, I told you, I was just really, I'm sorry, I was really turned off by the fact that he's like, oh, you know, I have all these disciplines of life, but doing the nasty, that's fine.
We Googled it, Google said it was a grave sin. Like, sir, you are a liar.
Carly, it being a grave sin is the funniest thing ever. Not just a sin, a grave sin.
Like, actually, there's literally, in almost every religion, premarital fornication is a sin.
Fornication, yeah.
You think in Islam, you think they gonna be the one with the exception on premarital?
Yeah, right. But like, yeah, I don't think so. But I just—is it bad that I was like subconsciously hoping that he would text me and be like today and be like, you know what, like, I'm sorry, you're right. Thank you for trying to keep me on the straight and narrow path, my love.
I don't think you're wrong for thinking that, but I'm also happy he didn't, because I know you would have texted him back being like, oh my gosh, no problem, how are you?
You know me so well. Okay, this episode is 53 minutes because I started talking about Cerebral Palsy Boy and this. So it is just,
oh Lord.
What can we talk about real quick? Okay, my cousin is lovely and she wants to be a singer. I admire people who want to be singers or just are artists because there is nothing scarier than like the rise of an artist. Like, when I remember like watching that documentary about Travis Scott, and he was at like a Texas fair performing on some stage, and like no one was looking at him. He was like rapping about God knows what, and he just, you know, like musicians, they just have to kind of push through the awkward phase to get to the star phase, and I cannot do that awkward phase to become the star.
It's all an awkward phase.
No, like the beginning is just the awkward phase.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite celebrity? Okay. Would you consider Doja Cat to be, like, an artist? Okay, no. Would you consider her to be a rapper or a singer?
I think you can be both.
No, do you think Doja's both?
Yeah. No, I think she's a rapper that sometimes sings.
I would not consider, her a rapper. Singer, I would consider her a singer. I think you can like talk fast, but that doesn't make you a rapper.
That's literally rapping.
If I'm like pull up in the Monster automobile something, that doesn't make me a rapper. Like, I just like it's basically a poem. Okay, are Mariah or Nicki?
Mariah Carey or Nicki Minaj, that is
I said what I said. Who?
That comparison doesn't even make sense.
It does, because they had a feud when they were on American Idol, so keep up.
Well, I didn't know that.
Okay, you're done.
I'm not up.
All right, and that was today's episode. So, thank you. If it wasn't clear enough, I'm obviously Team Nicki. Even though she likes to date perverts, which is, you know, a very much a problem. But, you know, everyone has their flaws. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you don't hate me. I'm not canceled before I can even get any clout. But, how does it go? I almost said like, comment, and subscribe. No. Give me 5 stars on iTunes. Subscribe and rate the podcast, only if you're gonna give it 5 stars. Actually, no, you can give it 1, you know, there's no such thing as bad press. No press is good. No press is bad press. Bad press is good press, I think. I don't know. Yeah, so hopefully this goes out tomorrow and you will be experiencing this live, and I will be unbanned tomorrow from TikTok, God willing. So bye. Okay, BRB, just because my cousin told me she is Team Nicki, after all, we're going to give her a shout out. Follow her on TikTok at, what is it real quick? I really don't want to hit 60 minutes. Huh, did you hang up on me, ma'am? Her TikTok.
No, I'm
here. Carly, what's your TikTok?
It is Dazio, DHASI, all lowercase, 0.
Yeah, and she has a new song out called Butterfly, and it's actually really good. I would comment, but I'm banned. So yeah, follow her on TikTok. She posts makeup videos because she's really good at that, and she's a singer, and she's lovely, and she's beautiful. Okay, now bye. Say bye, Carly.
Thank you. Bye. Bye, podcast.